T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven's 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Friday. Three big things. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel bows out of the race for U.S. Senate, citing personal and political trials. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsay says the video of George Floyd's death is horrifying and disturbing. Protesting in several cities over the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in Wichita, things as far as traffic is concerned, looking good. The traffic volumes really are picking up, starting to see some more traffic on the Wichita roadways, but it doesn't really appear to be slowing down too badly. Now, we do have a couple of areas of road construction, so watch out. Northbound I-235, and this is around Meridian and K-96 eastbound in that same area where they've got some road construction going on. Also on I-235, they've got some road construction going on down south near between West Street and Meridian there as well. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 79 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 58. Saturday sunny. Tomorrow's high 81. Now partly cloudy. We have 60 degrees and a north wind at only 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:49. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up in a few minutes here. After the top of the hour, about 10 after, we'll talk with Fox's Jeff Manosso, who is reporting on those protests that have been going on overnight in several cities. Jeff's going to be with us here around 7:10 this morning with Steve and Ted. The Census Bureau has taken on another job while counting citizens, ad hoc therapist.
This is House Call for Health. In addition to counting people, the Census Bureau is keeping track of how Americans are holding up during the coronavirus pandemic. One question they've started asking, how often have you been bothered by feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Of the people who answered, 10% said every day. Another 10% said more than half of the time. And 30% said sometimes. That's 50% saying they're depressed at least some of the time. It's a sharp jump compared to surveys taken before the pandemic hit. Lower income people were far more likely to say they were depressed or anxious. Younger people also responding in higher numbers. The Census Bureau question is the same as what doctors ask when conducting mental health evaluations. Congress has approved trillions of dollars for COVID-19 relief, but none of it is earmarked for mental health. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wall Street's rally ran out of fuel in the last hour of trading Thursday. Market fell to its first loss in 4 days.
Well, that means it'll rally today.
Amid worries about rising U.S.-China tensions, S&P was up by as much as 1.1% at one point. It all disappeared after President Trump said he'll hold a news conference about China today. That raised immediate worries among investors about possibly worsening relations between the world's largest economies, which had signed a deal earlier this year to at least pause the trade war. The S&P ended the day down 6 points. Dow swung from a gain of 210 points to a loss of 147 by the close of trading. NASDAQ composite fell 43 points. So, yeah, maybe we'll be looking for some bargains today. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. When to deed the house over. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I've worked with a number of families that want to help out their offspring or grandkids while they are living. That's nice, but deeding over appreciated real estate may cost you and them. Well, let's say that grandma owns a rental property that's worth $200,000. She originally paid $50,000 for it, and she's tired of collecting rent and calling plumbers to fix leaky water heaters. Her granddaughter just got married and is expecting her first child. Well, grandma wants to either give the property to Mary Lou or sell it to her and let her buy what she and her new family will want. What are the ramifications? Well, Mary Lou will get a head start in life, but grandma will pay. If she sells the rental, grandma will have a long-term capital gain. Her basis will probably be zero, even though she bought it at $50,000, because if she were smart, she would have depreciated the property against the income from the rental. So she'll pay 20% to the Fed and whatever the state collects. The $200,000 house may yield less than $150,000. And she'll need to declare that $150,000 as a gift, and it will lower her lifetime exemption, or she'll pay gift taxes. If she gives more than $15,000 per year as a gift, she could give $15,000 to Mary Lou, another $15,000 to her husband, and $15,000 to the new baby in 1 year. But now, Mary Lou's husband has ownership, and if they divorce, well, that's going to be a mess. And if she gives the house to Mary Lou, she will still need to declare it as a gift at full market value. Well, it might be a good idea for grandma to keep possession of the house, but let Mary Lou and family live in it for free. Maybe even rent it to them. Grandma's trust will give the home to Mary Lou at her death, and the value will be stepped up. So if Mary Lou sells immediately, it won't create any capital gain. Or she can consider selling the property to Mary Lou and her husband on an installment sale. These get pretty complicated, but she should be able to stretch out the taxable gain over the period of time that the home is sold. And, of course, you really should talk to a tax specialist if you do stuff like this. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, today is National Paperclip Day, celebrating a small but unusually useful invention. Yep, it has a day of honor, the paperclip. Okay.
Now, and all attempts at trying to improve it have failed.
No, yeah. Nothing better than the old paper. I got a couple right here within arm's length of me. According to Early Office Museum, Samuel B. Fay received the first patent for a bent wire paperclip.
Good job, Sammy.
That was in 1867.
And you're right. How did he think of that little design?
The original,
that's just pretty cool.
The original intention.
Somebody had to think
of
that up.
Fay's clip was to attach tickets to fabric. However, U.S. Patent 64088 recognized that it could also be used to attach papers together. The paper clip.
Is he still making money on this?
Maybe somebody is. Yeah, maybe. 1867 on that. The paper clip. Okay.
Wow.
Celebrate today. Clip something together. Okay, Don? Don?
Okay, definitely.
All right. Thank you, Don.
He's got that big money clip.
Yeah, he uses that.
The money tracker, yeah.
The money tracker. Except for no big $100 bills in there. All right, guys, 655, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, all the news, including more protesting over the death of a man at the hands of Minneapolis police. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.